Southwark News, Thursday, October 2nd, 2014. Shipping in the books. After being burnt to the ground, the new Newington Library opens. A temporary library was opened today in a collection of shipping containers, while a permanent replacement for the Newington Library, which was badly damaged in the Town Hall fire last year, will be finished in 4 years. Children from the nearby English Martyrs RC Primary School were the library's first visitors on Tuesday morning, and two pupils helped Councillor Dora Dixon File, Southwark's Cabinet Member for Adult Care, Arts and Culture, to cut the ribbon. The Council is launching an architectural competition later this year for designs on the old Town Hall and Newington Library, with a winner to be selected in the new year. While other councils are closing their doors, we have pledged to continue to invest and keep all of the borough libraries open, said Councillor Dixon File. In Southwark, our libraries are such an important part of the community, and I'm sure this new building, which is open 7 days a week, will be a fantastic new resource for local schoolchildren, residents and students in the area. It's great to have a library here now, and there's going to be a fantastic facility at the Town Hall in a few years, said Jeremy Leach from the Walworth Society, who is looking forward to seeing the plans to refurbish two of the borough's historical gems in the coming months. The artworks at the top of the Walworth Road will also house a collection of local businesses with a few units already open. Since the historic library closed, other local library services have been put under pressure by a rise in demand. John Harvard Library in Borough High Street has had 400 extra customers a day since the closure, leading to long delays and the need for additional security staff.